In April, 52-year-old soul singer Luther Vandross had a stroke. In May, another soul singer, Barry White, had a stroke. White had been struggling with kidney failure. He died Friday at the age of 58. And another black man, 33-year-old basketball star Alonzo Mourning, missed most of the last three seasons with kidney problems. The health problems afflicting these three men are an indication of the high rate of disease and premature death among black American males. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Actor Robert Guillaume starred in many films and TV shows, including the lead role in the sitcom Benson. Guillaume, now 75, had a stroke in 1999. He was in his dressing room on the set of the TV show Sports Night when he realized something was wrong.
Did not register in my mind as a stroke, and it still didn't occur to me when I found both the right and the left leg in the right side of the pants. So they came up and got me and opened the door to my dressing room and put me on the couch because I had fallen over and couldn't get up. So they called the doctor. And the doctor said that I, perhaps, was having a stroke. So they came back and told me this, and I said, I'm not having a stroke. Come on.
Guillaume's refusal to admit he was having a stroke fits a pattern of denial among some black men about their high rate of medical problems. According to recent reports, black men have the highest rate of premature death of any group of Americans. Their life expectancy is 7 years less than white men, 7.5 years less than black women, and 12 years less than white women. For example, black men have the highest incidence of prostate cancer and the highest rate of death due to prostate cancer worldwide. They also die from cardiovascular disease and AIDS at higher rates than other Americans. Despite that dire picture, black men are less likely to visit the doctor than other men or women. I spoke with Louis Sullivan, the former Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and President Emeritus of Morehouse School of Medicine. Actor Robert Guillaume joined us to discuss the prognosis for black American male health. Sullivan began by talking about strokes, the illness that struck Guillaume.
We don't have all the answers as to why this occurs. We think some of it is the result of stress. There may be some genetic predisposition. That is speculation. We don't yet have that. But the important thing is that each one of these is a treatable condition. All of these things tend to be interrelated. And that's why the efforts to prevent them, such as treating high blood pressure, having a proper diet, reduced cholesterol intake, and also to reduce the likelihood of diabetes, and exercising along with that, have a very salutary effect. And that's the message that we want to get out to everyone.
Let me ask you to speak in general terms, Dr. Sullivan, about the dietary habits of black men. Is it the case that you often find that black men have a poor diet?
Well, more often than other population groups, that is the case. The diets tend to have much more salt content, and salt aggravates high blood pressure. Higher content of fat, that, of course, contributes to obesity and also are associated with the higher incidence of cancer of the colon. So you could see there can be multiple consequences, you know, from our diet.
Robert Guillaume, I wanted to ask you, did you go to the doctor regularly before you had this stroke?
Yes, I did. But, of course, I'm very argumentative. And I must say that I was less than cooperative when I first was informed of having blood pressure that was on the cusp of high blood pressure.
What do you mean to say you were less than cooperative? You wouldn't agree to the treatment plan?
Well, no, I argued with the doctor on the efficacy of what he was proposing.
Do you find that you trust doctors?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, that's different from a number of African Americans. For many, there is this distrust which gets in the way.
Well, in fact, there are federal studies that indicate that there's disparate quality of care based on race throughout the country.
Yes, that's true, because the fact is that influence quality of care, first of all, income. If the patient has no income or minimal income, that might compromise the therapies that are available. The other is, if there's a cultural difference, we have to make sure that doctors and nurses meet the patients where they are. It's not enough to be simply bright and have all the information. You have to have a way of communicating with people that respects them and establishes that bond of trust. All of that helps improve the quality of care that the patient receives.
Louis Sullivan is the former Secretary of Health and Human Services. Robert Guillaume is an actor. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.